Well, hey there. You are listening to the Gateway Tipton podcast. This is a special episode. You're going to hear something a little bit different today. With all the closings, quarantines, and social distancing due to COVID-19, the coronavirus, Gateway is moving Sunday services online. Of course, we'll still publish the message here on the podcast on Monday, too. But this morning was a bit of a unicorn. I had Steve, Jason, Ryan, and Christopher all in the studio. I rarely get to be with all of these guys at the same time, but since we had someone here for all three campuses in preparation for Sunday, we recorded part of our conversation and we're sharing it with you. Now, we'd love to hear what's on your mind too, especially about the coronavirus. It's a big topic of today's conversation. So let's connect on social media. We're Gateway Tipton on Facebook and Instagram. All right, let's get started.
How long do you guys think this is? How long do you guys think this is going
to
go?
That's what I was ready to ask.
I know they said they are projecting the peak to be next week, right? And then in countries where people have done a good job listening to, which we haven't, to what people said, it drops off quickly after the peak. But since, you know, people are still at the beach.
Yeah, that's what I saw last night.
College towns are taking it as an opportunity to
I saw this morning that South Korea had actually had some new cases. Like they did the whole and like this morning they had a new spike.
China reported 9 this morning.
What's the weather like there?
Really?
Yeah. Zero
South Korea.
Do you think that the Lord will bless us with hot temperatures to kill the virus? In the south?
So, well, they said it probably when it happens, it may migrate to the southern hemisphere, is what I've heard. Like it's kind of travels instead of.
Yeah. But from what I've heard, temperature is not going to matter as far as this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that.
As far as since it's viral.
They're only on people, just kidding.
Right.
People 20 to 50 are also in the hospital.
Well, I saw somewhere this morning there was a 2-year-old now that has it somewhere. Mm. So. Sure, we're giving real accurate information somewhere.
I read that on the internet. And she is at her hospital. They're doing drive-through testing here in Memphis. Mm-hmm. She said some of her employees almost got run over. Mm. So Memphis, Maine. And so that's exactly what I thought. I was like, this is so unbrave for Memphis. But it's taken a while to get results back. And so.
Yeah. So where is it? Christ Health? Centers are doing drive-through testing at all their locations.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I heard that something like a lot of military people are dealing with it too. But there are ships now on the coasts that they have called in, medical ships, with beds on them to care for patients. Mm-hmm. And then 10 hospitals.
Ronnie just sent me this picture. It's a sticker, a green sticker that has the day on it. She said, I ain't got the COVID. So I guess they give them a sticker every day they test them.
Does it say, ain't got the COVID?
She said that. I ain't got the COVID.
Because as we were leaving,
I know she got a job, I didn't know it was there.
Mm-hmm. When Jess had surgery last Thursday, we were leaving Friday, and that's when they were starting that.
Yeah.
So we were walking out the front, they dismissed us pretty early, and as we were walking out the front door, there were just lines of people and tables, and they're testing before they even walk in. It was crazy. She's doing well. She is tough. So she's doing really well, and we're thankful that we got it done when we can, because now elective procedures have been canceled by the Bonner. Yes. So we want to be able to have it done now. Even hospitals now where they were limiting your visitor to one, now women who are going to be giving birth, nobody's allowed in there with them. So their husbands aren't even allowed in the room with them. So pray for it's about trying times. No, Brandy's like, if they would have told me that, we would have had these kids at home. There's no way I'm doing
there's
it without you.
There's a lot of people doing that. They're looking for ways to do that.
Right? So pray for all the
what is considered elective surgeries?
Anything that's not needed, right? So if it's if you need it to save your life, if you need it to save your life, it's needed. If it's
hip replacement,
new, anything. Obviously, anything cosmetic. Tonsils and adenoids, that's technically to have them removed.
That's what I was wondering. Where would they draw the line?
Anything that's not going to kill you, pretty much. So, and that's really what they're trying to prevent, is because our medical, we have so many people in the United States there's no way. If there were an outbreak like it has another, there's no way they could keep up, and the loss would be so insane. So I know it seems crazy to stay home, and especially for me, it's so odd to be home all the time. That's just important.
What kind of fears have y'all heard from people?
I think primarily it's people concerned with elderly, right? They're terrified of the people that I know who are being responsible to the aspect of they're, you know, listening for what we've been told to do, to isolate as much as we can. Their fears, their worst fears, that they're going to take it to a grandparent or to something, and then, you know, kind of the guilt that would go along with knowing that that happened, you know, knowing that likely we'd be fine, but just because you'd be fine doesn't give you an excuse to be reckless. So as hard as that is for younger people to be locked up, especially in today's age,
you know, most if not all of the medical people, you know, that I've talked to, that they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, the folks that know are been very clear about it. It's important that we do this. And you know, if you do have an elderly person in your home, a parent or whatever, it's totally different, right? You think about it in a different way. And, or if you know someone that has it, you know, obviously it's totally different. So,
yeah. And I know we've had, it came out the day after we left that somebody at Le Bonheur tested positive.
Yeah.
Somebody working there. And we were like, oh no. And then they said they've contacted all the families that person had come in contact with. So we're like, okay, we didn't get a phone call. So, but I know there's another, a friend of Brandy's who actually goes to church with us. Her good friend works at Le Bonheur. They think she may have it.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
I talked to one of our members who is a nurse at a hospital, the VA, and she's in quarantine.
The VA has tents outside. Yeah. They got testing tents.
Like, yeah, it's I really feel like probably I would say today and the next couple of days, we're going to hear of a lot more positive tests just because they're testing now.
Having the ability.
So, right.
And she said it takes a while, so they've begun, but
right.
it takes a
few days.
I said days, hours, weeks?
Are they having, I guess, it's just odd that they don't have here in Memphis, you think of all the medical things that we have, that they don't have somewhere that they can test them here. I know from what I've heard, they've had to send them off to like Little Rock and other areas, which is just odd that Memphis doesn't
have. Not a lab.
The case that you
knew
about, was it positive?
No, it was negative.
Oh, good.
Which was fortunate that it had everybody in the office fearful, you know, of being quarantined and their families being quarantined.
Our loved one there.
I don't know. I was too.
I'm sure.
I was too. Yeah. So yeah, it really makes you think, because I mean the day before they started cutting, you know, they really started tightening the reins a little bit. I had been at two emergency rooms and three different hospitals visiting people, and then all, not to put any fear in you guys, but you know, we had thought about that. You know, it's like, man. So.
Yeah, we couldn't even. Jess couldn't even have visitors, really, or they weren't supposed to. Jason was able to come, thankfully, and he saw us, but we were getting kind of some misinformation where. When we first got there, they told us no visitors, you know, essentially two, which was Brandy and I. And then Friday, they were enforcing it, saying...
They're like, y'all need to go.
And now
you can't go see anybody right now.
It's just you, yeah. So, which, think about, you know, kids, you know, and parents who are dealing with a situation with St. Jude and whatnot.
Stress. The nursing homes, right? These folks that are in nursing homes and their loved ones can't
get in to see them,
you know. I don't know if you guys saw on online the lady that was going to the window every day and knocking on the window and waving at her mom.
Jimmy Sears is with his mom doing that now.
Wow.
Down the coast is what Karen says. So.
I saw another guy. He was same situation, but his dad was in his recliner by the window on the phone. He was in a chair outside the window on the phone, and they're sitting there talking to each other.
Listen, if my mama was there still, I'd be finding ways to see her.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's just, you know, I think specifically being young and relatively healthy, you just take so many things for granted, and that it kind of explains people's reaction to this, how a lot of people haven't taken it seriously, but when you see how it is affecting other people.
I'm curious to see how technology is going to enable people to stay quarantined, you know? mm-hmm. and still be connected through things like podcasts and phone services.
I saw where Amazon, even then, you know, they're only delivering
toilet paper.
Pure, essentially essentials. Everything else is being delayed. That's what I'm saying. That's relative. But it is crazy. That's what kind of, because I'm so suspicious of the government and everything, I just don't trust, that once I started seeing companies losing money willingly, essentially, to try to prevent that, I was like, okay, this is real.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, you know, sports led with that, but yeah. The sports have been ahead of the government.
Yeah, I mean, so, NCAA had to pay back $100 million to CBS because they kind of they didn't broadcast March Madness, mm-hmm. so they broke the contract.
Well, as a University of Memphis fan, the NCAA had it coming.
I just feel for all these colleges too who had to close. And,
oh man!
I mean, no graduations.
Yeah. Oh man, the graduations.
Memphis Law already like canceled the whole semester.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of Tennessee did too, and they canceled the graduation.
So yeah, that's because they were like, even if it's just 2 weeks, that's too much to lose. So if you're on track and you're a senior, the heartbreak.
Mm. I know.
That they must be experiencing.
I know. That's
and then you think like tuition is a reimbursement. Do they just get, you know, it's so many things.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently something was signed last night. I have not had time to read what the relief was signed.
Oh, yeah, they signed. They're trying to get it pushed through.
Involved.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the president signed something last night, so.
Yeah, it's another stimulus package, mm-hmm. essentially, to I think it's for every working adult. Mm-hmm. It can vary from $1,000 to $2,000, depending on household income. But it's money to, they say, to stimulate the economy, but really, I mean, it's just going to be to cover bills for many people.
I know.
You know, put in these situations where.
Hey, Abby is, she doesn't have any work now.
I'm thankful I'm still able to.
She's got a little car insurance bill, thankfully, but.
Still.
Now, Drew, he works for Apple, mm-hmm. and they laid him off pretty quick.
Yeah.
But they're paying them. Mm-hmm. They said we're closed for 2 weeks, but, you know, they made that decision every store outside of China is closed and employees are being paid. That's why phones cost so much money.
Sure. And I know.
Worth it, you know, let me tell you.
People in the service industry, too, you think about them who their livelihood, whether they're bartenders, servers, managers at restaurants, people who work in movie theaters, like all these things. You know, especially people around my age, late 20s, early 30s. I know a lot of people who they're completely out of work. Right now.
And they have families.
And they have families, or, I mean, even that they still have rents.
Well, just think how many people, you know, survive. They make their living on tips.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all of that is, all that's gone, you know. And we need to be really, really sensitive, I think, to, you know, people around us right now to help in those ways.
Then let's talk about what we're doing right now to collect food, since we have so much excess.
Well,
everyone's been hoarding.
Other than food, I think it's more, I mean, for the elderly, because I heard someone in Kroger the other night saying, well, there's no toilet paper. What about the people who, like, the elderly
need
it. Really
so
need
is,
it?
Right.
I mean,
there
is
toilet paper, and my understanding is locally there is before 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, as several stores have begun doing
senior shopping hours. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that is true, but for those that cannot get out,
right?
Those are the ones that we need to be paying attention to.
Yeah, so which, you know, everybody's been stocking up, you know, on food and those kind of things. And so we have opportunity at Gateway to collect food, and people will go to the website. They can see that list of things that we're collecting, and really any non-perishables, any kind of stuff that people can just kind of open and eat, and those kind of things. So next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll be at Munford Campus and Covington Campus, giving those things out, particularly to families. It's spring break, so the kids are not getting their meals during that time. And so I want to encourage people, let people know about that. And we need donations. So if you can pull from your stockpile, you know, to help us do that.
I mean, even if it's like,
I got some ramen.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's like
any kind of non-perishables, or even
peanut butter, jelly, you know, some
Pop Tarts,
yeah,
you know, anything easy to fix and eat, would be great. So people can y'all talk to people and bring it to to Latoka campus would be the best place, and we can sort it there. And
yeah. Okay. I was ready to get some ribs last night, and Lisa, she said, "So I think there's a lemon on." I said, "Ribs?
Lemon on ribs?
Where are we at in America? Just lemons on
ribs." Yeah, be like, I have a lot of people that live in my house.
Yeah.
And then
I have 14 for you guys.
She's counting my boxes.
I know.
Somebody said, a friend of mine, she said, "If I have even one more kid, I'm going to be breaking that gathering tent."
Yeah, we're not.
That's right. So there shouldn't be a limit for the Hardaway family, for sure.
Seven.
You guys do.
Another thing that I've been trying to do again, and it's so hard because a lot of people now, you're either already not in a good spot financially and you're worried, or you're preparing to be put in that, depending on how long this takes, would be, but supporting local businesses, you know, the ones that's my fears. I saw where El Toro Taco put out yesterday on Facebook, they're afraid this may end them, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I need my chili cheese nachos from El Toro, so it's kind of...
You have a personal investment in this.
They're still doing drive-thru, so you can still go through.
A lot of places are doing, like, no delivery fees things like that.
But then, I think of, like, Jose Street Tacos on the Square, just opened. Yeah. Just opened. And you know there's no way he's out of the red, you know, and he's... Yeah. And it's good, but I think just supporting those if you're able to, even if you call an order, just go pick it up, or you know, ideally the best thing would be to buy, if they offer gift cards specifically online, buy a gift card because you're giving them the money now and then you can go later and eat. Yeah, so especially with local businesses,
other small businesses too. And we've had folks in the church just expressing concern over, you know, whether it's the construction industry or there's all kinds of different businesses that are suffering that you might not think about, so need to be praying for all of our people in that respect.
Mm-hmm. I think our schedules are so weird. Do y'all feel like that right now?
Oh yeah, mine's completely different than it was. It's odd. I'm at home, don't have to work till 9. Like, I'm normally up at 4:30, leave my house at 6:30. It's just completely different. Not home till 6, and now I walk out. I'm at 5 o'clock. I'm home. I'm done.
Yeah. I usually know what I'm gonna do. Like Thursdays, I'm usually getting slides ready, making sure my next steps volunteers are gonna be in place, sending out a ministry update, making sure that I haven't forgotten anything for Sunday. Mm-hmm. All those kind of things, and here I am.
I feel like my week is completely flipped. It's like early in the week is everything is happening, everybody's busy, we gotta get ready, and then end of the week is kind of like I actually have a weekend for the first time in my life. Does that make sense? So it's kind of interesting along those lines. But
I have to clear, I think my husband's gone 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yay, promotion.
I was about to say
it worked out great.
I'm so proud of it.
Great timing on that.
Because last night he came in, I kissed him, I put my hand against his face, and then I left. And then when I saw him, he was asleep. Mm-hmm. And when he left this morning, I was asleep. And it's, it's weird.
Well, I know it's challenging for folks at home with kids being there. Not at school and those kind of things is a challenge.
Those have been my favorite things on, trying to lighten the mood and this whole area. But the parents who normally don't stay at home or normally don't homeschool talking about how, I've already suspended one student for fighting and the other one didn't even show up to class. So seeing the appreciation now for teachers, which... there's ever been a lack of that. It's crazy. But and then stay at home parents as well when they're gonna listen.
Yeah.
This is I don't I can't do this.
Well, what's ground? You guys just saw the little things that Jeff is doing.
Yeah, the challenges.
The challenges. Yeah. And so I'd encourage everybody to do that for sure.
A lot of people are participating.
Yeah, there's been good participation. Yeah. Yesterday. I saw this Denise Moore, all her little kids were building rocket ships and stuff. That's neat.
So much fun. I kind of wish I had some little kids to build a rocket ship with. So, but then I want to send them home.
Right.
Yeah. So y'all think this is going to go through Easter? Or?
I don't know. We're sort of taking
it. I like how you whisper that. Like,
what do you think?
I have seen some crazy stuff that churches are doing, and I cannot wait to tell y'all about it when we're not on podcast.
I would guess, optimistically, as a precaution, it's going to go at least through Easter. But then there's the worst fear that, you know, it's October. By the time that all this is
August, but I don't know.
Yeah. What did the president say? Mm-hmm.
He was talking like summer.
Yeah, he said
like
summer, August
kind of thing.
Our world is going to change. Life is a vapor. Yes. And today, instead of saying we will do this or that, we will say if the Lord wills.
Lord willing.
I have found myself saying that.
I have said it often.
That's right.
More often than you can imagine. Yeah. Because of my schedule, I'm like, I don't even look at it anymore.
I was like,
I live by my schedule, you know? And now I'm like,
I know I have time.
I was like, Lord willing, we'll have an internet service Sunday.
Right.
You get in trouble with your kids, you start telling them, that's why we've always told them that. So, well, you said, Lord willing.
I'll say, Christopher always says, Lord willing.
Maybe I should just wear like a shirt that has like asterisks. Lord willing.
Lord willing.
I really have one that says, if the Lord wills.
Is that like the
Lord willing and the creek don't rise? Right. That's what it says.
Is that like the Christian cop out? Yeah, like, I'll pray about it. Meaning like, no, but Lord willing, I'll be there. Right. And then just, well, he didn't will it. Sorry.
He's not going to be cop out right now.
No,
like,
not right now.
Surrendered to what do you have next?
For sure, because, you know, even me at work, I'm like, there's not enough work to go around. And I can see, you know,
the wall.
Thankfully, where I work, they are fiscally responsible, and they've done things to where we're in better shape now to withstand this than a lot of other companies. But still, if it continues like this, it's going to have an effect.
Well, if it continues
effect,
like this,
so.
Maybe people will need more cameras and lenses to stay, you know.
I don't know. The big thing now that is, I mean, our biggest thing is we're renting to churches because of they're trying to figure out how to live stream. So we're renting all these, you know, Blackmagic, the streamers and 4K streamers and...
Look, you dropping stuff like you fixing to come in and set something up.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I know the names. Let me clarify. I know the names of these items. I do not know how to set these up. But, I mean, so that's a lot of, you know, what we're doing now as churches are, you know, live streaming services or, you know, recording beforehand. So they're renting for that. But compared to what we're normally doing, you know, we're essentially based on, for most of our business, a hobby for most people.
Right.
So, you know, and that hobbies are typically the first thing to go when you get in situations like this.
It's not me,
my
hobby turned into a job.
Yeah, that's right. So other than major productions that we rent to, which, you know, NBC, they're still going to be there. All those people that rent, but even ESPN, they're hurting. All the people who would have rented for us for March Madness.
What is on ESPN right now? Have any of y'all
a lot of human interest stories?
I'd say a lot of...
Oh, the crying Super Bowl commercial type thing?
I think it's a lot of, like, sports stories, interesting, yeah. Like,
Tom Brady.
Yeah, NFL's staying busy.
Tom
That's
Brady.
Crazy.
Yep.
I think all the GMs are bored. I don't know. They keep making all these trades and stuff that just make no sense.
Steve, you talked about your attention being changed from sports because it wasn't there.
Yeah. I haven't found myself missing it, though. I mean, I haven't been
like,
well, I wish I could watch
it.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of other stuff. And, you know, I think when you have, you know, you have this thing in your life that's like tempting to be an idol, right? It's when it's not there, you have all the freedom of the other things, you know, that you really ought to be focusing on. So, in that sense, it's been good.
It's easy to say when it's not football season.
That's true.
If this
it's
creeps
all
into football
right,
season,
yeah,
maybe.
This drips into August.
Anything but football season. All right,
we ain't playing no more.
So,
Let's fix this.
Are they around your funerals houses? And weddings and stuff still?
I think they're discouraging that. Yeah, and a lot of people have canceled such things.
Well, we have a dear friend who is getting married soon, and she had a dress fitting Sunday at noon.
I mean, you can do it, but yeah, it's advised against, and we've been dealing this week. Typically, it's been cancellations of orders that have already shipped and whatnot because weddings, photographers for weddings, so they've already canceled.
Wow.
We've actually had two funerals since this got going, and one they made the choice, you know, to let people come and be there, and the other they were like, hey, we're gonna do things and we'll come back later and do a memorial service when all this is over. So even that, you know, things like that, and that's sad, you know, it's really heartbreaking. Yeah, yeah.
Mourn properly.
Italy, they couldn't even.
So have y'all seen the videos of people like playing bingo is what I saw last night in Spain. Yeah. There was a guy out in, I mean, there's people everywhere on their, there's like a courtyard, like on their balconies. And he's calling out numbers.
And they were like passing, like he would say it and somebody else would yell it and somebody else would That's yell great. It so everybody could
so
hear.
So everybody could
it.
Hear.
I'm just and saying.
And then
this.
There was one that, I mean, seriously, it went on for a while. I think I retweeted it like last night. They were playing tennis.
Yes.
Up high.
Yeah.
And
I saw
kept
that one.
That ball going.
Yeah. Mine would have been, yeah, first of all, I'm not leaning out of any window. But also, after the first hit, that thing's
maybe
gone.
They,
like, they were very talented, maybe.
They are talented. Did you see the lady underneath them filming?
No.
I'm like, where's her video? I want to see her video.
I like the one, all the people just kind of singing, which it is neat to see community as a whole,
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
still able to connect as we've. We've been so disconnected
mm-hmm.
lately, you know, with technology
after
and
9/11,
stuff.
9/11, it was
yeah.
completely opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking so much about what this has been.
Yeah. And how this
reminds
could.
Me of
9/11. Yeah. Yeah. How
and,
this could bring us together.
But it's, you know, it's different.
Mm. It is.
So it'll be curious to see how people manifest that. Community, that sense of reaching out.
You know what else is going to be really interesting is when things get going again and we're able to meet together again as a church. Like, how are people going to respond to that? Are we going to be overwhelmed with people coming back,
yeah.
or are we going to have to go out and reclaim
yeah, I was thinking
that's
what
I was
those that have kind of been able to come up,
yeah.
get out of the habit of coming? Or,
which is
you know,
my,
what all that's going to look like.
Which is my fear.
Yeah,
know,
that's
that people
what
are
mm-hmm.
Going to get used to. You know,
especially
the
live streaming.
Really
get,
yeah. So I think most people will be excited to be back.
Yeah,
know,
I think so too.
I think there'll definitely be some
yeah.
people who you got to kind of
yeah.
reel
feel
back
like,
in.
Yeah, I feel like those that are new in their faith, you know, or those mm-hmm. that have just gotten connected to a church. I feel like those are the ones that if we don't do a lot of work on the back end of this, you
yeah.
know, we've got a chance to
yeah. and even
to lose opportunity.
And even during
now,
it.
But the glory of the Lord will be revealed to them during this time
mm-hmm.
so that they don't.
I think now finding ways to stay connected with them, you know, trying to just touch base and let them know, you know, hey, we're here, you know, if you need something, let us know.
It's been great this week to hear from our deacons who have been checking with our elderly folks. And not that they're discovering a ton of, like, physical needs to go do, but just the response of those people
yeah.
have been has been overwhelming. It's been like, and it means so much to know that my church is checking on me, and thank you so much for thinking about us. And
yeah.
so those kinds of things were so important, you know.
Those guys know
right
how
now.
Great and important that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big
so
deal.
Sweet.
It's a big deal for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And our small group leaders too, they're doing the same thing, you know, they're
yeah.
checking on their people and
yeah, yeah,
I think
they're
that's
doing a great job.
Huge. And you know that what with technology our small groups can still they can still get together. You know, they can still talk,
mm-hmm.
they can still share. And, so that's a great advantage that we have now too that we wouldn't have had nearly as widespread right at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have been able to do that nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
So
the night of 9/11, I called the pastor that day and I was like, are we doing something? You know, I was just, for me, 9/11 became the first time that I ran to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I was just a brand new believer. We had been baptized Labor Day. And so, you know,
mm-hmm.
this was all new to me. And watching the people of God respond to that really encouraged me, it bolstered my faith, and gave me what I needed to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and at that time I didn't even know like that I should be reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I didn't know any of the hope that was in His Word. It was through His people that it was obvious that the Lord was in control and that there was peace beyond understanding. You know, those are the things that, and then, you know, all the hard things after that have reminded me of that. You know, we lost God's parents in March, not too long after that. So both of them back to back. And again, I had just been going to Sunday school a little bit and kind of hearing a little bit about the Lord. But seeing his people put hands and feet to the faith that they had, that's what kept me going. Yeah. And so I think it's going to be the same thing now, you know?
Yeah.
Not, how we love people, mm-hmm. how we love this community, that's going to put love on display.
Mm-hmm. It's our, definitely like our plumb line, you know, it's our most convincing witness, especially at times like this.
For sure.
Rhino, you got to go to work, man.
Yeah, I'm saying, I got to go to work. So, y'all have fun.
Okay, how do we end this?
See you soon.
Well, thanks for listening. For more information about Gateway, visit gatewaytipton.com.